Hey everybody, what's going on? Mike Miliani here, and happy Tuesday to everybody. I would like to start this post first by kind of giving you guys a little bit of background as to why I decided to do this this audio blog, this little podcasty kind of thing for this week's blog post. Mostly because there were some ideas. I recently cast out a survey to all the readers of SmartBase, and plus had a couple of my other connections kind of cast it out into the domains of the internet out there, and I was doing a little bit of a test just to kind of see where everybody is at, what are some of the topics you guys really have some inklings about and really would like to see more of, and what are some questions you really have about musicianship and bass guitar and learning and playing out with other musicians and that sort of thing. So the survey came back, and many of you replied, and again, thank you so much for that. And one of the topics that really came up in this in the survey post was how to find like-minded musicians. And I thought that was a fantastic idea. I didn't even consider that as a possible subject area. So to the people that put that one in front of my face, thank you for that. That's a great idea. And that's exactly what I was going to make this audio post about. Now, why I chose audio to do this with was really because I wanted to try a different format for you guys. I really wanted to give a little bit of credence to something that's not quite so used. Typically, it's usually a YouTube video or it's a written blog post, and there's not a whole lot of audio out there for bass guitar players to really get in on. And I really wanted to make this one kind of a go-to for that. So that's why this week I've decided to try out using an audio blog post, kind of a podcast thing. I've yet to really determine what it's going to be. But with this week's subject, it's going to be how to find like-minded musicians to play with. And I have a couple of notes written down, both that I draw from personal experience and a little bit of research within my circle and the internet combined, and I'd like to share them all with you in hope that you might consider some of these points and take away something from them. And again, I try to really make these points things that you really can't find on the internet or seldom talked about, and really only things you can get from personal experience and from one person to another. So with that, one of the first points that I wanted to touch upon was the idea of mindset and how you go about presenting yourself when you look for other musicians to play with. The go-to default for most of us is that we have a vision and we want other people to fall into that vision. And we're very hardline about what our ambitions are, what our musical goals are, and how we want other people to fit within that mold. Now, from what I found, the first thing that helps is to be very flexible with what you're looking for as a musician and very flexible with what you want out of other musicians. Now, I don't want anybody to confuse this with being with conceding points, with compromising your ideas, your visions, and your musical goals with flexibility. Flexibility in this context means that maybe you found a drummer that you really like, but he can't play what you're looking for quite the way you want it to. But he's great in a bunch of other stuff, and he seems like he can pick up things quickly. He seems like he can learn things very quickly. He might be somebody that you would consider taking on and playing with more so than somebody else, somebody that might just be very limited in their playing style or might not quite get it all the way. They might play exactly what you want, but really can't do a whole lot else. And if you're a musician, you're likely to kind of absorb other ideas, absorb other influences around you and say, well, maybe we should try some funk stuff today, or maybe we should try some of this jazz fusion a la Mahavishnu Orchestra or something like that. But if your drummer only knows blues, then, well, you know, you might be kind of stuck on that one, and you might find yourself in a position of having to go, hey, listen, we're trying to go in this direction, we really can't have you along anymore, and put yourself right back in that starting position of needing to find those other musicians to play with. So having an open mind and flexibility of what other musicians can do off the bat and willing to do and have the capacity to do really does expand your pool, if you will, of possible applicants that could fill that musical position that you're looking for. And this applies to if you're looking for guitar players, drummers, singers, kazoo players, trombone players, whatever you happen to be looking for at the time. But it puts you in a better mindset of going, well, I have this idea, I like what you're bringing to the table, And somehow we can meet each other halfway on that and come up with something better or something that's satisfactory to both of us. And the other point that I wanted to touch upon, there's 3 points to this section, so this is the second of those 3 points. The point I wanted to bring on was being, first of all, explicit and specific with what you want as a musician and what you want out of others as a musician. And as this ties into the flexibility point, is that this really just hones your brain and hones what you're portraying to the public, what exactly it is you want out of them, and what are these points that you're willing to be flexible on, what you're not necessarily being willing to be flexible on, and how everybody can kind of meet in the middle. It first all starts with just understanding what it is you are looking for out of other musicians. Because I'm sure you've been called to a gig or a session, and you feel like you didn't get a lot out of it. You felt like you were kind of ignored. You felt like you didn't get a lot of say in it. And you really felt like your time was wasted and your artistic capabilities were not used to their full capacity. Nobody likes feeling like that. It's not a particularly good feeling. It's not something we strive to bring in front of other people, so it's a lose-lose for everybody. It doesn't really do anything good. But getting your ideas specifically and neatly laid out, even if you got to write them down, you know, put them in your iPhone, do something with them, just to say, I'm looking for these things, and these are the big things that I would like to have addressed. I'm willing to talk about these. I'm willing to work with these. I'm open to these ideas, but these are the 3 big ones that I can't move on. Things like that. And the third idea kind of ties those last two together, and that is communication and how to articulate your ideas to who you're playing with. As this pertains to getting those like-minded musicians, if word breaks around that you're somebody that can take a concept and explain it in a number of different ways, or simply just that, take an idea and position it in different ways so that who you're playing with or looking to play with gets it or goes, oh, I don't understand that, but okay, you put it that way. Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. Sure, let's meet on Tuesday. Let's do that. It really helps to convey what you're looking for if you're posting on a Craigslist ad, what you're looking for out of a drummer, a guitar player, whatever, and also when they actually come to you, they're actually in your practice space, what it is you're kind of looking to get out of it and how everybody can kind of meet at one big middle ground and everybody can kind of get what they want, feel like they're all being listened to, feel like they're all being appreciated, and really help to kind of create that great experience that will compound on itself as time goes on. So that's the change in mindset that I think needs to kind of be adopted when looking for other mindful musicians. Sure, everybody likes to play certain genres and we all have things that we're looking for, but also, I think it helps just to understand that not everybody's a carbon copy of you, per se. Everybody kind of has their own things they like. They may like this particular thing like you, but they like this more, but you don't like that as much. But how can you make that work? How can you lock in with this musician despite his differing views? So that's kind of more of the philosophical end of things. In terms of the actual actionable, nitty-gritty places that to actually find these musicians, I have a small list again over by my side over here of things to consider when finding musicians. Of course, Craigslist is the go-to. Craigslist is king in this case. It's the way I started a lot of my bands in college and in high school, and even now, some of the projects I've joined up and become a part of were found just through musicians wanted in Craigslist section. Very powerful resource. Definitely the go-to to consider, and I'm sure you're using it already. Another website to consider is bandmix.com. Again, a little less everywhere and everything like Craigslist, much more honed in on finding musicians in your area. Reverb Nation, again, not explicitly musicians wanted, but there might be a little bit more. You have to do some personal messaging and reach out. Might have to do a little bit more personal reach out to get kind of what you're looking for, but it's definitely something in the realm of possibility. Some underlooked areas include meetup.com and Reddit. Specifically, there We Are the Music Makers subreddit. Meetup, because it is explicitly designed to find people that have a shared idea, shared mindset, shared plan, all kind of with the intent of bringing them all together in one area. And it's very catered to your region. If you're in Raleigh or Providence or Chicago, it's very catered to region. And Reddit, and and there's one other which I just thought of, and I'll get to that in a minute. But Reddit is also pretty good because you can get a lot of feedback very quickly. It's a subreddit designed to cater to musicians looking for other musicians and things of that kind of things of that same nature. So you're likely to get some input quickly, but the problem with it is that it's a global kind of thing. You might not get exactly what you're looking for regionally. If you're in Cincinnati, you might get a guy chiming in from Chicago, but on the offshoot, he might know a guy who works somewhere in your area and can put you in contact with him. That's the kind of thing that can come out of Reddit, but it's something to consider. Definitely not as regional as Meetup or Craigslist, but definitely another outlet to consider. And the last one was, because I imagine there's a lot of bass players listening to this podcast, we're all familiar with TalkBass.com. And I believe they do have a section on their message boards where you can post looking for other musicians and that sort of thing. Again, at first glance, it kind of runs into the same problem that Reddit does, where it might not entirely be catered to region, but TalkBase, I believe, down underneath the avatar, it does kind of show where the poster's posting from. So you can kind of set out a broadcast in the terms of, you know, Cincinnati musician, Cincinnati bass player looking for drummer in Cincinnati area. And you get somebody that chimes in that area. Again, it is what you make of it. It is definitely a resource to consider. Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk about was the concept of networking. And networking is very easy to say. And if you look around the internet and you just plug in how to find like-minded musicians, definitely the thing that's going to come up most is networking. And from my experience is that networking is incredibly easy to suggest, it's incredibly easy to say, and it is an incredibly powerful tool. But if you're somebody like me who's kind of shy around asking for favors or asking for opportunities to kind of link up and connect and do favors for one another like that, you kind of fall back into the shadows a little bit. You kind of feel like you're inconveniencing the other person a little bit. You're not really puffing out your chest and speaking with confidence and that sort of thing. So if you're like me, and networking, you know how fantastic it is, but you still kind of find it difficult to actually do, to kind of actually implement. The thing that I found that's most effective, that is helping me to kind of break that shell and to really reap the fruits of networking, is think of it like this. The very, very, very worst thing that can happen is that they say no. And that's that. It really is just that. The worst thing that can happen is that they say no. They can just ignore you. They could say yes, but not follow up with you, and then it falls to the floor like that. That is the worst thing that can happen. They won't open fire on you. They won't heckle you. They won't go to the presses and go, "Don't ever talk to this guy, you know, Joe Schmo again, because he just reaches out to other musicians and bothers people." You know, that's not going to happen. The worst thing that's going to happen is that they say no. But on the flip side, the best thing that can happen is that you get exactly what you want. You get somebody that says, "Sure, you know, I know a guy that can do this. I know somebody in the scene over here that can help you with this." That's the best thing that can happen if you actually just ask the question. And all it is, asking the question, it's just six words strung together, 4 to 6 to 10 words strung together as a question. You know, "Do you know somebody that can do this?" In terms of actually getting into that networking process, there's a number of different ways you can do that. If you're in a local band already and you play a bunch of shows, you already kind of have some shows going on, you're likely to be playing with other bands on that bill. Great way to network is simply just to open up conversation with the other people in the band. You know, sit down at the bar with them, buy some beers. You know, "Where did you guys come from? How'd you guys meet?" Start up some small talk like that just to get the conversation going, and lo and behold, you guys aren't so different after all. Heck, you're playing the same show together. It's a great way to meet other musicians who are likely to know other musicians. That's probably the most direct way to do it. If you're just starting out on an instrument and you don't have a band and you don't have that network or that group of people that you can tap on the shoulder and say, "Do you know where a drummer is?" First off, yes, it can be a little more challenging, but many of the same principles apply. The websites that I kind of listed off before are still just as relevant for you. If you are somebody that does like to go to a lot of local shows, there's a good chance that people in the audience also play some kind of an instrument. They people who go to live shows, they're either music enthusiasts or they're musicians themselves or a combination of both. That really, there's not a whole lot of just Joe Schmoes rolling in going, black, you know, the Black Lips. You know, who are they, the Black Lips? That sounds fun. I'll drop $15 and just shoot in the dark about that. Odds are, if you go to live shows, there's people that are in the same mindset already like you. It's just a game of kind of poking around a little bit. And again, same things before. Starting some conversations. Maybe not quite to the extent of you just buying strangers beers. And then, because that might come off a little strange, but maybe, you know, just tap the person and be like, what'd you think of that band? And then just get a conversation starting like that. Some might go somewhere, others might go nowhere. But you're never going to know unless you stick your neck out. And again, if you're like me, it can be a little bit of a daunting experience. But again, bear in mind, the worst thing that can happen is that they say no, they ignore you, they blow you off. That's it. So that's kind of an overview of trying to find like-minded musicians for any kind of a range of musicians, whether you're just looking for something to casually jam with, you're brand new and you're trying to stick your neck out in the music scene, you have a band but you're looking for other musicians that share that same mindset as you, or you woke up and said, I'm going to start a band today. I got to find some musicians to join this band that subscribe to my vision and my ideology. All the denominations, I hope I covered all those parts as best as I could in this cast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you guys think. Stay tuned for Thursday when we're going to be debuting a text post, when we're going to be debuting a lesson series. I believe I have lined up that lesson is going to be covering some finger exercises. Again, something that you guys really had something to say about when I cast out the surveys. You guys really do seem to like finger exercises, things you can kind of dig yourselves into a little bit like that. So with that, this is Mike Emiliani. I'm signing off. You guys have a great day.